Conversation 1. Meeting and greeting. In conversation 1, on CD1, you heard two Iraqis, Farouz and Tarek, meet up with an Egyptian friend, Nadia, and her son. You've already learned a couple of ways of saying hello. The first is more common in Egypt, and the second more common in Iraq and surrounding countries.
Ahlan.
Ya hala.
Arabic has more greetings and interjections than you can hope to learn during this course. Many specifically tailored to particular situations, such as going on a journey, taking medicine, being freshly bathed, sitting down to eat, and so on. As a learner, stick to the all-purpose greetings at first, and then you can expand your repertoire as you progress. Two more useful all-purpose greetings are welcome.
Marhab.
And a more formal greeting, literally meaning peace be on you.
Assalamu alaikum.
To this you can reply, and on you be peace.
Wa alaikum assalam.
In conversation 1, you also met two ways of saying, how are you? The first is a common Egyptian phrase.
Ezzayek. Ezzayek.
And the second is a phrase common in Iraq and surrounding countries.
Shlonek. Shlonech.
Remember that the slight variation in the ending depends on whether you are talking to a male or a female. We can add another more standard Arabic phrase also meaning how are you, and used throughout the Arab world, particularly in the Arabian Peninsula. It literally means how is your state? And the ending changes when said to a male or a female.
كيف حالك؟ كيف حالك؟
This phrase sometimes becomes how is the state or how is the health.
كيف الحال؟ كيف الصحة؟